Welcome to the Brothers Grimm Lunch Break. I'm Eric Wagoner. Today I'll be reading Hans Gets Married. Once upon a time there was a young farmer whose name was Hans. His cousin wanted very much to arrange a marriage for him with a rich wife. So he had Hans sit down behind the stove and then heated it. After that he gave Hans a bowl of milk and a large chunk of white bread and a freshly minted coin that sparkled. "Hans," he said, "hold on tight to the coin. Take the white bread and crumble it into the milk and stay seated. I don't want you to move from the spot till I get back." "All right," said Hans, "you can depend on me." The matchmaker put on an old pair of patched pants and went to the next village, where he called on a rich farmer's daughter. "Wouldn't you like to marry my cousin Hans?" he asked. "You'll get a forthright, sensible man who's sure to please you." "How solid is he?" asked the greedy father. "Does he have plenty of bread to break?" "My dear friend," responded the matchmaker, "my cousin's sitting solidly with both feet on the ground. He's got a pretty penny in his hand and plenty of bread to break. Besides, he's got just as many patches, for that's what they called the pieces of land in that region, as I've got patches on my pants." And he slapped his patches as he said this. "If you want to take the trouble to come along with me right now, I'll show you everything's just as I say." Since the greedy man did not want to pass up such a good opportunity for his daughter, he said, "If what you say is true, I have no further objections to this marriage." So the wedding was celebrated on the appointed day, and when the young wife expressed a desire to go out into the fields to see her husband's property, Hans quickly took off his Sunday suit and put on his patched overalls. "I might spoil my good clothes," he said. They went together into the field, and wherever there was a vineyard, field, or meadow along the way, Hans pointed with his finger and slapped a large or small patch of his overalls and said, "That patch is mine, and that one too, my dear. Just take a look." By that he meant that his wife was not to gaze at the fields, but at his overalls, which did indeed belong to him. "Were you also at the wedding?" "Of course. I was there in my finest attire. I had my hair powdered with snow, but the sun came out and melted it. My dress was made from a spider's web, but when I passed through some bushes, the thorns tore it apart. My shoes were made of glass, but then I tripped over a stone, and they went clink and broke in two." The end. The Brothers Grimm Lunch Break is released under a Creative Commons, Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives license. Download it and share it all you'd like, but don't change it or sell it. The translations used are copyright Jack Zipes and are used with permission. Its collected translations, The Complete Fairy Tales of the Brothers Grimm, is available on the media of your choice from Bantam Books. The music is Mount Timbrel by Jamie Janover off his All Strings Considered album, available on magnatune.com. If you'd like to listen to any of the other tales, you can find them on our website, grimlunch.org, where you can also leave comments or subscribe through iTunes. And if you're in iTunes, would you mind leaving a review or clicking on stars to give this podcast a rating? It helps other people find the podcast, and I'd really appreciate it. Thank you for listening. Thank you.